Today marks the fifth anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. Oil gushed from the uncapped well for 87 days in 2010. In all, 11 workers were killed in the explosion and 16 others injured. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, 16,000 miles of coastline affected. The long-term impact of the spill is still being felt by Sea Captain Kathy Wilkinson, who spoke with us many times in the middle of the disaster. She operates an ecotourism business in southern Mississippi. Captain Wilkinson, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Is the deep water catastrophe in your rear view yet?
Well, yes and no. On the surface, everything seems to be back to normal. But there are some, we do have some concerns about long term. And, you know, we have, I don't know if you've read, but we have lots of dolphin deaths that are unexplained, and the oyster fishermen are having difficulties with their cultivating their oysters. So there are some, there are a lot of things that aren't known yet. And I think it's just a matter of waiting and seeing what happens.
You've got a lot of stories to point out that are even still valid and active 5 years since the Deepwater Horizon explosion.
Yes, we have a lot to say about the Deepwater Horizon incident, and our business is actually doing fairly well, but we don't know how much of that we can attribute to BP's efforts to, you know, spend money to bring tourists here, or whether it's just the publicity that the area's gotten. We're still not doing what we feel like we should be doing.
Sure. And you're not, you know, taking advantage of the situation here. It's not an opportunity here to, you know, turn an ecological disaster into a tourist sort of story. But really, people should see this, the kind of stuff that you can take people to show them what happened. People should really see this, right?
Yeah, we have a story to tell. A lot of it, you know, started out with the largest natural disaster in the history of the country with Hurricane Katrina. And then 5 years later, the largest man-made disaster, environmental disaster in the country, possibly the world. And the story continues. I mean, we're a resilient people here. Nature is resilient, but there were things done in the BP oil spill that have never been done before. The biggest fear that we have is the dispersants that they used on the oil and the long-term effect that that'll have on both the seafood industry and, you know, the wildlife.
And you're watching that unfold with every trip that you take and with every voyage and weather report that you look at and with every conversation that you have with the people who are, you know, in the fishing industry or the oil industry, right?
That's absolutely right. A lot of, you know, again, it started out with Katrina and then, you know, it just snowballed. And with BP, it's I don't know if they'll ever get back, if the oyster industry will ever come back, because we don't really know what's on the bottom of the ocean either. You know, all the oil supposedly settled down, and there's talk and concern that a hurricane could unearth all this oil and bring it ashore again. So there are a lot of unknowns. And we're just waiting to see. And of course, it's been 5 years, but I don't think we'll ever truly see the outcome of this disaster, not in my lifetime. This anniversary brings back so many of the, I don't know, the feelings of fear and that we had when the oil spill occurred. We had no idea how it was going to affect everything. And we thought truly that our lives would be completely changed.
Sea Captain Kathy Wilkinson operates an ecotourism business in southern Mississippi, reflecting on 5 years since the BP Deepwater Horizon oil disaster.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.